Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler Spirit Radio. A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
What's going on? What's going on? Welcome, everybody. This is Jim Ferguson for A Hustler Spirit Radio. What's going on, Ken? What's happening with you?
I'm good. You'd never believe, man. We got a mutual friend. We was thinking about a topic, Big Daddy. Yeah, big tall Magilla dude with that big. You know, you know his laugh right now. He brought me a gift, man. Brought me a Cadillac. Came up in the driveway with it.
Oh, get up. Wait a minute. Is this the same guy? Oh, my God. Don't tell me it's him, man.
We were never going to be nothing, and now we on the radio.
Tell him what's happening, man. I guess we all over right now. Tell him what's going on with him, without a doubt. That guy is crazy. He is a fool. Yes, he is, man. But without a doubt. That sounds like a winner there, man. Hey, last week we was on the show last week, and we started talking about collapsing our desires within this plane of existence. And I know we didn't get a chance to finish last week, and I definitely want to touch on that today. Very, very, very important. I mean, I got some things lined up that I definitely want to get into, so I want to hop right on to it. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Ken, what color is that Cadillac, man?
Black.
It's black. I thought you were going to tell me it's boy blue, baby, but it's all good. All right, look, that's a funeral home blue. We ain't going to talk about that, though.
We ain't going to get on that one. We'll say that.
We ain't going to get on that one. Hey, let me, I'm going to get right into this, man. One of the most well-kept secrets in my mind that I feel that is out there, and it took me to be in alignment with some things. It took me to get into and to trust infinite intelligence, the totality, and it's the fact of learning how to collapse your desires in this realm of existence. And when I say that, because what we believe to be reality at this most dense three-dimensional level, there's multiple realities and multiple existence going on right around us. So we're coexisting with a lot of things. And a lot of people can't fathom that. And that's another part of this show that we're going to get into, is the fact of that what will make a person not wanting to seek the complete truth. Not only that, what would make a person so narrow-minded that they're not willing to look at other possibilities that could coexist with you, that could help you, and that could change your life or change your lifestyle with the help of you with changing your condition. You know, you listen to people talk and you listen to people complain and you listen to people place blame, and all of that is really, to me, in my opinion, a pussy way of going at some things, because we have to look at that we're responsible for finding this information out. We're responsible for using this information. We're responsible for teaching this information. All of that is our responsibility, because in all likelihood and in all fact, we are all connected and we are all from the same origin. So that means that I've got you and me, I've got my father and me, I've got the next door neighbor in me, regardless of color, creed, regardless of that. we're all connected. And the situation would be, is what is causing people not to listen? So what I did was I thought back in my life and asked myself an honest question. Was I ever like that, that I didn't want to listen to possibilities of how life might exist or how I can better myself, you know, by not thinking like the norm? And I can say that I didn't do that, that I did think out the box, and that I did bring up questions that raised people's eyebrows, and I wasn't scared of it. And I think a large part of how I am right now was due to the fact of that my father didn't put any restraints on me of my thinking. I can't remember a day that my father pressed me into thinking like how he was thinking. I can never say that that actually happened, because my father was gifted, and he's also gifted with knowledge and understanding of how these things operate. So with that, that helped me out, where I listened to other parents, or I listen to people and peers with people today, and that people are so conditioned on somebody else's thinking and feeling. And I know, Ken, me and you earlier in the week, we had a conversation over the telephone based on the fact of that your father, your mother's ways, your grandmother's ways, your brother's ways, and sister's ways, all, you know, just, you know, pressure growing up, teaching you ignorant things or expressing you their wants and pressing those things upon you, that you know, you had made a statement about that those things have affected you, because what I had been around from ignorant teachers, from, you know, older people, you're listening to them, you're eavesdropping in when you're a kid, the conversation, that stuff has a conditioning effect on how you operate and what you do in your life and how successful you are. And I think as adults, I think as parents, I think we have to take responsibility for what we say to our kids.
Truly, just what you're saying, you know, because it's funny you said that today, because I was talking to my uncle and he was talking to me about certain conditions and things that they used to do and try to instill in us, and, you know, just little bad habits and stuff like that. And he was like,
exactly,
you know, and it shocked me, you know, because I never ever expected him to say some of the things that he said to me. But today he said, you know, I have come into grips with a lot of things and a lot of my habits, and I find solitude. I'll isolate myself at night, put myself, and I think about my entire day, my entire week, and I try to go back over it and change things. And he said, what I basically do, I come up and balance things out. And I was like, man, you know, I'm looking at him, and I was like, I was taken, you know, because it's right. Something that I've been thinking, and he just come out with it, you know. And I was like, I never thought that this person would even be able to express himself like that, you know. And I was like, you know, and really to get to start trapping things that we want, we have to find a common to get there, or we will never do it. You know, we'll get caught up in those stupid things that people put on us.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, too. We've got so far with society, and society and government telling you that you can't think for yourself. So basically, a bunch of dummies are being born every single day. I mean, you got people out here that are scared to think for themselves and make a decision. But if you sit around and look at what goes on, I mean, I was around some things today that if you're not careful as a parent, you will shell shock a child from making a decision, because it's always been criticized. Instead of letting the child make the decision and not being so critical. See, if you ain't perfect, how the hell can you, you know what I mean, you ask your children or your friends or your parents to be perfect too. So we have to catch ourselves. It's shit that serious. You know, it's stuff always that serious. You know, if you got a kid looking around at the corner of his eye because he's scared to do something, pick something up, make a move, because he got father, mother standing over him saying, you didn't think about that? You didn't do that? Well, what about that? I mean, duh. And not knowing, you fucking with the child every day. No more different than relationships. Guys scared to make moves because they're scared to hear their wives and women's mouths and shit. And that shit's crazy. I mean, when you think about it, kid, come on, man. Think about it.
You know, when my cousin passed Monday, you know, I've spent some time with my auntie, and I'm looking and I'm trying to, you know, figure things out because my cousin and I were real close. We grew up together. I mean,
right.
It was times when on an Easter, you know, conditioning of just like my mother, they're all sisters. We had the same clothes for Easter. We had the same toys for Christmas.
Right.
And they all wanted their kids to be a certain way. And even to the day, I was looking at my aunt and I was telling her, you look like you're tired. You know, I know I can see it in your face. I know you grieving hard, you know, but you gotta, you know, you. But looking at the whole
thing. Hold on before you go any further. You're saying that, but you actually lost a cousin, and you're talking to the mother of your cousin, the gentleman that passed, right?
Right. But
I didn't know if you mentioned that on the air now. Okay, go ahead.
I'm looking at her, you know, because my mom lost a son as well. But you can see things that, you know, how his life was, that, you know, she tried to have a great impact in trying to make him the way she wanted him to be. And my mom, and I don't know if your parents or something, in some kind of way, wanted to control you like that too, wanted you to make the decisions that they had set for you. And I think that's one of the reasons that she's taking it really so hard, because he left here and lived out of town for over 25 years, and he just had to come back because he was sick and he needed help, and he didn't have anyone to help him. But she was telling me, you know, that he was so honorary, and he really, you know, but I don't think anyone ever understood what he was going through, because they weren't dying and they can't understand that.
Well, once again, I will say this. That's a choice not to understand it. But see, even when we were talking about that, or talking about that mindset, it's all about one thing. If we would understand truth, we would understand truth about death, we would understand truth about collapsing desires in this realm, when we understood and got closer on a spiritual end, there wouldn't be no pain like this, because you could sit back as far as what you've expressed, what you've seen with your own eyes, what you've seen manifest, the different things that goes on. Even when we went to go get our auras taken, you know what I mean? When I took you there and I said, you're going to get a picture of your aura, man, come on, I'm going to treat you to this. You understand me what I'm saying? And even looking at mine, what you've seen, you look right at my picture and you were able to see two spiritual guides that vibrated slow enough that you seen them. That was not no trick camera shit. That was what it was. You know what it was, and you believe it, and I believe it. And everybody I've ever showed that picture to sees that. I know what speaks to me. I know what talks to me, because I make a choice on putting attention, which when I do that, I energize things around me that I know that when I energize them, they will become active. And the more I put attention on them, the more I will see them. Well, if a person would do that with knowledge, with his spirituality, with his hustle, with his grind, with his work, life, balance, health, all that shit combined, dude. All of these questions that they say is unanswered, all of these secrets that they say are secret that are not out there, all that stuff would be brought to the forefront. Now, your aunt would understand, depending on her spirituality, and I'm not here one to call what level she's on, but if you have a high level of understanding, you know, even your young son right now has a path that he is going to follow, regardless of what the hell you do. All you can do is set up a fertilized ground, the best seeds possible for your son, to give your son the best nurturing that you can give him, to give him an edge on in this lifetime, that he is responsible for everything. Freaking thing that he goes through.
Radio.
Place no blame to no man.
At a time.
He's responsible for it, flat out. And once we understand that, dude, it's a sweet thing. If your aunt, depending on her spirituality, would understand how death operates, if I don't know if she does or doesn't, don't get me wrong.
Keeping it hard,
but
all
it would give you no breathing.
Keeping it in you,
it
all
would
night.
Give you no breathing. It would give you complete understanding.
Lubricating. And
you can understand that. Stay right with us, man. We're going to be right back. We'll hear what you got to say, Ken. We'll hear what I got to say. Jim from Hustler Spirit Radio.
Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson. This is A Hustler's Spirit Radio. And you guys know that you are tuned in to BBSRadio.com. Come on with it. Got Ken with me today and every day and every Wednesday. So as long as we're getting air pumped into us, we're going to keep spitting it. That's what we're going to keep doing. Now, back to this situation. What we talked about today, is collapsing our desires into this reality, collapsing our desires into this realm. Now, we also jumped over a little bit to start talking about, because Ken lost a cousin just recently. And having to come to some grips with some things, and I guess your understanding about what it is, we really didn't get into that, Ken, but at the same time, you're there, and I know you told me a couple times that you're actually, comforting your aunt, and I think I had a chance to meet your aunt one time, beautiful lady, and I know you are looking at family, and sometimes when we lose family members and we lose people close to us, it seems to humble us, and it seems to bring in some reality points. You know what I mean? Not just when somebody dies close to our age, but when it's a family member, somebody you love, you cherish those memories. That's very important to us. But as surely as we're talking and talking about it, there is truth about death. There's nothing negative about it. There's nothing, crazy about it. It is death. It is a process that will be followed by rebirth. I believe that. I truly believe that. That energy can not be destroyed. And if you go on that premise, when somebody say, "I'll see you again," that's some truth behind that. But how a person handles death in a situation, or whether it's collapsing desires in this dimension, whether it's getting your wealth, your money, your health, it is going to be about how proper your thinking is. So your aunt in handling this, which is her son, how she gets over this, it's not just going to be about time. It's going to be about how her mindset is, how open she is, or closed-minded she is to the fact that her son has died.
Well,
that's,
I think,
what it's going to be on.
She understands it, and just like any, like I, we know that we have to keep going on, and not just beyond just the going on part. That we have things that we have to answer and find the unanswered. So
myself, that's true.
And I see it in her. I see her going. Because that's her way of dealing with it, or something, and she has, you have to really take your hat off, and I mean the same way with my mom, because she kept going and she did everything that she had to do, because it's something that we have we have control over how our lives go, you know, by choices that we make and decisions.
Completely.
So, you know, we won't get torn down. You know, you deal with it. You know, and I know you know very well. You know, because you had a similar situation a year plus ago yourself. So
exactly, and I'm gonna tell you something. When my mom passed, I was able to understand how I. You know, the thing about it is, we use the word, we say, well, everything is choice. But, dude, trust me when I tell you, we've got a choice to go after the meaning for things. We've got a choice to go deeper than just on top and just skim. We've got a choice to dive deep into meaning and understanding. Because when we do that, let me ask you a question. Can you work a body tool or body part on a car better once you understand how that tool operates, the specifications for that tool, the amount of power needed to operate that tool, what you need to do with it, and then put a hands-on experience on it? Can't you operate
exactly.
that tool better? Don't
I have
you
a have I have
that.
A compressor out that, right? here that's not putting enough PSI out, and I can't
mm-hmm.
run my air tools out just like I want them. So I know
right.
what my abilities are and what I have to do to try to get past that, because I may not I don't have the air pressure to do
you don't
the
have
job
air pressure, but a lot of people work with those tools. Okay, but a lot of people work with those tools not knowing that they need a certain amount of air pressure for that tool to operate at its utmost. Meaning a lot of the specification for the tool is an average of 90 PSI. You
yes.
need 90 PSI average for these tools. So if I got an impact gun, a half inch impact gun, Ingersoll Rand gun, and that's rated at 575 reverse pounds per square inch, you know what I mean? Or foot-pounds of torque coming off. If I'm under that, then that number means nothing. You understand me what I'm saying? If I'm over that, then that's fine, too. But there's a range.
But I have
there's
also
with...
learned to do things that alter. Even though I may not have 90 pounds PSI, I can create
right.
something where I can get a job done. And we, in life, we have to alter certain things to make things work for us, because we may not always have the ability to have 90 PSI.
Okay. Okay, I got you. But go back forward to that. You wouldn't be able to do, or you wouldn't be able to hustle up another move unless you knew how it worked at 90 PSI, though. See, the whole point about
exactly.
it is you know how it works. You know how it works at the ground-based level. So that means that
yes.
at the principal level of it, you understand how it works. Without that principal level, then you couldn't understand how it is that you need to twist up your air pressure or delay your cutoff. Meaning, if I want more line pressure, I just delay my cutoff, because every air compressor has the ability to actually pump more PSI into the tank. But if you don't know that, then you're not going to apply that. Well, see, here's the deal. If you didn't try it, you didn't read about it, if you didn't ask about it, if you didn't experiment with it, you're not going to know that. Okay? It's just like you're having a car, not knowing all the options and all the things that the car do. And I'm at fault for that. You understand me? I got a Caddy STS, man. I don't know half the things, and I work on them. I don't know half of the voice command operations that go on with that car. I can roll windows down, sunroof down, control climate control, control navi. Do I do it? No, I don't do it. I get that point A to point B and I get out of it. So am I using the complete ability of the vehicle? No, I don't know. I'm not. You know, I'm paying for some shit that I ain't using. And that's ridiculous, too. Well, what are we doing here? See, my whole point about it is our thinking proper? When you sit back and look at people, now let me give you an example. And I mean, I'm still not getting off the point about collapsing, but this is also part about collapsing desires too. Okay, here it is. Let's say you with a person, you with a spouse, you with a friend, you with whatever, you with coworkers, you with business partners. And if you don't have proper thinking, meaning thinking alike, if you don't have the same basic desires with the premise that you're going to go on and get these things, get these things completed, get these things done, both have a burning desire. If you know one action over here is going to deplete something on the base end, and you realize that you need to start thinking as a team, acting as a team, doing as a team, but you choose not to do, or your partner, let's say, chooses not to do, okay? That would be classified as improper thinking. And I know I'm jumping a tad, but my point is, without proper thinking, you're not going to get proper results. Without proper understanding of spirituality, you're not going to get a proper understanding about it. You're going to have more stress. You're going to have more strain. You're going to have more, I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what am I supposed to be doing in my life. One of the craziest things that I hear is that I hear people say, I don't know what God wants me to do. I laugh inside, not because I'm laughing at somebody in a way that, you know, is not proper on my own, but I'm laughing at the fact of that due to conditioning, that's very important on how we collapse things in our lives, his statements just like that. I'm waiting on Jesus to show me what to do, not knowing that Jesus ain't got a damn thing to do with what you got to do. Jesus did what he has to do. Now, Jesus could be reincarnated for all I know. That's a personal deal. But the point being is proper thinking. Proper thinking. Proper thinking. What are we willing to dive into? What are we willing to test? What are we willing to do? You know, I hear this. Don't you test God. That's off the chain. You're testing him every day. You test the guy when you grow home.
Testing. That's what he was created for us to test things and to find out our abilities. What you mean, don't test them? You got to test everything that's on this plane. How you gonna find out anything?
How are you going to find out anything? Now, you can line me up 100 Christians, 100 of them, and I guarantee you, dude, 95 of them will tell me I'm out of my mind for that statement, but yet, if they drove home from work, they tested God. If they drove home from work, they tested God. If they went to the gym and worked out, they tested God. If they played softball or baseball today, they tested God.
If you sit your fat ass down and eat a half gallon of ice cream in a night, you tested
God. Testing God, ain't you, baby? Come on with it. Haagen-Dazs, heart attack in a bowl. You know what's going on? That's the dead truth, though. When you look at it, expansion, mind expansion, all apart. And all responsible for how you collapse the things in your life. See, here's the deal. Do you want to stand on a lie or do you want to stand on the truth? Do you want to stand on a lie and straight up bullshit or do you want to stand on the truth? What do you want to stand on? So if you ask somebody, man, do you really want to know the truth? How many people that you've heard say, man, I really don't want to know the truth? Then you ain't never going to know the truth. I want to know the truth. I come here to find out the truth. I don't care what society say. I don't give a damn what government say. I don't give a damn what the next door neighbor say. I don't give a damn what nobody say. I've got a path to follow. And I take that attitude every single day. I live my life not through anybody else other than my own eyes. That's what I do. I don't live it through my father's eyes. I'm blessed, super blessed to have the kind of father that I have. Because those things he instilled in me very, very early. Very early. So I don't give a damn what you do. Just do best at what you do. And understand that you're going to need foresight and spirit to get you through. Now, how many people? See, another thing, too, to go on, we got a responsibility to be as spiritually knowledgeable as we can be to transform that knowledge onto our kids.
And truly, now, what I want to transform into my kids is always to do, honestly, I have a young 3-year-old. And no matter what I tell him, he always do it his way. And I think if I can keep that in him for the rest of his days while I'm teaching him things or showing him things,
right.
If he still
perfect.
Learn how to do it his way.
That's perfect.
I have
That's
no
perfect.
Problem with that.
That's perfect. See, the thing about it is, too, even getting back to this, how much wisdom are we teaching? How much wisdom are we teaching? How much wisdom is the parent in knowledge of? So, you know, we can get in all that. And all, the only thing we're saying is, and I know, you know, we're just trying to make a point. And the point being is this. How well are we thinking? How well? On what line are we thinking? Hey, we're going on a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to finish up. We're going to get into this collapsing. What we want in our lives. We're going to get into that in detail. Stay with us.
Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right, welcome back. Jim Ferguson, Mr. Ken, we are here today talking about the mindset. How are we thinking? How accurately are we thinking? You know what I mean? And here it is. To think accurately, we must know the truth, absolute truth. To know the truth is to be in harmony with infinite intelligence, the totality, or God, however you want to put it. Now, naturally in me, it is awakened in me that I want to know the truth, that I do. I want to know the truth. I want to know how things operate. I want to be able to command things at my will. I want to be able to collapse my desires. And when I've done that, I want to know how I've done it. And know that it's a system. It's a science. And if it's a science, then I can predetermine my outcome by how I attack the method. So if there's a certain method involved with things, and I realize that at a young age, there's a certain method, then I just want to master the method. I don't want to luck up on the method. I don't want to get it every now and then. I want to just know. I mean, if you get us some brownies, some Dunkenheim brownies, dude, and you got the oven on 375, and you know you need a third a cup of oil, two eggs, and you need a third cup of water, and you need to stir it till it's clumpy, and you need to put it in for 17 minutes exactly, then you know what kind of outcome you're going to get. You're going to get a perfectly browned, undercooked brownie that is chewy. Now, you leave it in for two extra minutes, you're going to get a burnt brownie, a brownie that tastes like a cake. Okay, well, what do you want? And the thing about it is then at that point, is taking the time and putting the attention on the timer. That means you keep your ass in the kitchen, stay by the oven, look at this, so you know, check the timer. The timer is correct, so it's not off, it's not slow, it's right on time. And you know, every single time at that degree, I'm going to get an outcome of what I put in. Man, yeah, I don't think this shit can get no simpler than that. But that means if I want certain things out of my life, and Jim, you know, I've done some shit that people say, Jim, you know, you're crazy. That's good. Jim, you do some shit, man. I can't see how you. That's good too. That's all good. I'm right with that. I don't give a whatever about how you feel about it. I'm doing it because I can taste it, I can see it, and I can visualize it. See, the stuff that I daydream about is probably not what the average person daydreams about. That's me. My waking hours, dude. I'm thinking about money. I'm thinking about material things. I'm thinking about a spiritual. Collective togetherness. I'm thinking about how can I master this? How can I wield this energy over here? What can I do? And even though the large majority of the days you get a steady situation of these things going at you about what you can't do, but the more you build a callus upon yourself and the more you take initiative to dig down deeper and to learn, the more information comes at you. Once again, we energize things in our life by putting attention to them. just like right now. You're putting together, what, a front clip frame, doing a motor job on a car that you had. You put an energy into that. You're energizing the car. Very shortly, you're going to have a finished product. It's not going to be complicated. But it's not going to get done. You sitting at your house watching the flat screen somewhere looking at somebody else get it done.
No, but, you know, I had to put that attention to that, you know, and I had to put myself in the frame of mind to get to it. And like I said, a lot of things that we choose in our lives is something, if we just take the first step to do it, it gets done. You know, even if you take 30 minutes out of your day to get something done that you really want to achieve, it can get done or something. But a lot of times we don't have the patience and we don't have the, what am I trying to say?
We don't have the diligence. We don't have attention.
We're trying to put a commitment. We don't commit ourselves enough to go.
No, it's a false commitment.
Get backed
out.
False
commitment.
Right.
Yeah. See, but you know what, though? I'm going
to
tell you something.
But we never do it.
No, that don't mean shit. That's potential. You know what I mean? Say less, do more. Show me the end product. But here's something else that I have noticed, too. Have you noticed a lot of impatient people? I had somebody at the shop ask me. Somebody at the shop asked me. He said, "Man, it's got to be something in the air." He said, "My woman's impatient." That is something. One of the first virtues that my father taught me. Period. He said, "You can be patient. You can do other things while this is manifesting. But you got to learn patience." I've seen so many people screw themselves because they're not patient. See, I don't want to be around nobody that's not patient. I really don't. That to me is like...
I mean, that's almost like putting a lock on
things.
There are certain variables that could also always change and change our clock or our time. You know, so, you know, do you beat yourself just like, you know, you just... said about this car, you know, I told you, I wanted to have it done by the end of July, but it's now almost the middle of August or something. But, you know, if I would have said, I'm still at it, and now that you see, you know, in a few 4 or 5 days, I'll have this car running and ready to go and be in the streets driving around with it, you know. But
exactly. But now getting up, but
I had to believe that thing.
Hold on,
where
get back to the point. Hold on. Oh, why wasn't it done in July? I can tell you why it wasn't done in July. You didn't commit to it. That's why it didn't get done.
Truly, because I had other commitments that I think that were more important. You know, I had other things going on.
Right. I understand that, but the whole point about getting past that, not making any excuses for anything. Anything that we don't get done is because we didn't commit to it.
Right.
We didn't commit to it. That's the bottom line. We regardless of where it was on the totem pole of urgency, to commit to it. So here's the bottom line. Here's the premise for thought. How much are we committed to our financial wealth? How much are we to our future? How much are we committed to our health, right? How much are we committed? Now we on it for a week and we off. We on our financial thing for a week and we're off. So what are we committed to? And see, then here's another thing that gets you into thinking too. And you can sit there and listen to some people. Listen to some people talk to about a person that's committed to something that they got or something they believe in. Listen to the talk of ignorance when a person that they looking at is committed to something and they'll say something stupid, ridiculous, or jealousy involved. All for the fact of that person wants that trace of what that person is doing. Think about it. Think about how many times that we done heard stuff behind our back. Because people pissed off you that committed. You that committed. How committed are you? You see what I'm saying? You see, that's like a person, you know, I'm committed to this. Well, how committed are you, man? Because your end result going to tell you how committed you are. Because everything is based on size. That means if we really truly committed what we said we committed to, man, we're going to be prosperous as hell. But if we talking that game and we ain't doing the game, then what you having with it? You know what I mean?
One thing
man,
about
even
like the patience,
you know?
And the commitment thing, you know, and like, just like you spoke about someone earlier in their relationship saying that their wife doesn't have patience, maybe she's committed to certain things that he may not be committed to. And her patience of what he's doing doesn't mean a hill of beans to him. But does that make you go off course or not be committed to the things that are most important for you? And that's
exactly
where we get into the things that you, no matter what the situation is, you have to do you first.
Well, you got to do you first, but see, that's all a part about knowing the absolute truth, though. See, in absolute truth, you can have an asshole wife or asshole husband. You got decisions to make. Leave that son of a bitch. Leave that woman. Leave that guy. Go on about your business. Cut your losses and move. Not worrying about not being with somebody or no more different than a job, no more different than whatever the situation is. Once you understand some truths about it, you're able to make a move. You're able to look at a guy. Let's say you got a guy that's a drunk or a woman that's a drunk. You're able to look at this person, not put any blame on anything or anybody, not have that person swipe any energy from yourself, make a decision to be with that person, leave that person, stay with that person. See, sometimes, like over the past, how many times you see somebody tell you, man, look, I can't believe that guy left his wife and she on her deathbed or she's sick. I can't believe that woman left this guy when the chips went down. Guess what, man? There's another perspective when you look at stuff metaphysically. First of all, here's the deal. And I'll say this right quick. The man told the woman, baby, stop smoking. Nah, my grandmother smoked. I'm smoking. Baby, stop that drinking. Nah, my father drunk scotch every day. He lived to be 90 years old. Now, that woman, liver jacked up, lungs jacked up, okay? Now, what happens after that? Now, the man, everybody don't always know what's going on people's house. The man done told this woman this shit for 20 years. The woman didn't want to listen, all right? Now, is that man supposed to lose his life over that woman's life lessons? Hell to the no. Ain't happening. Now, in looking at it that perspective, would you say, man, that's a cold-hearted dude? Or would you say that's a smart dude? What would you say?
That's a smart. I think that's a very smart dude. Because
very smart dude.
He thought about what he wanted in a person, and if it wasn't fitting his bill, he should have stepped the fuck on.
Leave her ass. I'd go for anything else. Look, I'm telling you, man, this shit ain't favorable. This ain't favorable, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, hard ass. Okay, don't call me when the shit go down, and I'm telling you, use your experimental thing, do what you need to do, fine, bam, 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 done. You understand? But see, I said it before in many shows, you don't get no pat on the back, man, because you're doing, universe don't have no emotion. So if I tell you that, then what are you saying? Are you saying that God doesn't have no emotion? I'm gonna say God doesn't, and I'm ready to prove to you that God doesn't.
For some of the choices, man, that we want, like death or certain things when something get destroyed, a wind come and tear up something, if he has things about the things that you think about. Why did he do this? Or he don't have no picks and chooses
master
about the stuff that happens.
Master plan. Here's the deal. You're not going to move the totality one bit if the totality doesn't want to be moved. What I mean by that is, and I want people to understand that when I say emotion wise, what I'm saying is the totality observes, but it's not getting past the constructs of love, because the truth is ultimate love. See, to give somebody the truth is to give somebody ultimate love. Well, God gives us ultimate love by giving us the truth. But at the same time, God will, it itself, it's not a he or she, but it itself will preserve itself and protect itself. And because of the utmost amount of truth and love in that way, will not engage, because God gave us choice. We ask for choice. So with that, we take responsibility for everything that goes on, but God set up laws, and these laws are true to God itself. See, this is the part that is confusing to a lot of people, especially dealing with a lot of religion. See, when I was a child, I mentioned to the fact of that my mother, I said to my mother and my father that God set this in a perpetual motion. And really what that was about is God set laws up. And God itself must follow the laws. Now, how much truth and love can that be? That is the utmost truth and love. Stay right with us, Mac. Don't close up. We're going
keep
to break.
Hard all
hang with
day
us.
Long. Keep putting it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg. Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.